This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Uber is the subject of an investigation by the U.S. Equal Opportunity Commission, stemming from a complaint about gender inequity, part of a series of federal probes of the ride-hailing giant. In an amazing performance for an American president on foreign soil, President Trump, in a press conference with Russia's Premier Vladimir Putin, attacked and discredited his own intelligence agencies and others, absolving Russia from interference in the 2016 elections. Trump also refused to criticize any Russian actions in the Ukraine, Syria, Crimea, or the poisoning on British soil. 20 current and former tenants of a one-time warehouse in Brooklyn that the Kushner family connected to President Trump are converting to luxury condominiums filed a $10 million lawsuit in state Supreme Court, claiming that the family's business aimed to force them out with tactics like loud and obnoxious drilling and a constant cloud of toxic smoke and dust. Studies are finding that between 25 and 30% of what is paid in hospital and other medical bills goes to pay for administrative costs, many due to the complexity of the system. A federal judge has temporarily halted all deportations. The ACLU said that the government was transporting families across states without notifying legal counsel, that lawyers are being kept out of reunifications, that the government is not providing notice of reunifications 12 hours in advance, as the judge had ordered. Federal judge in Detroit ruled there is no constitutional right to literacy or an adequate education. Women who have been treated for early-stage breast cancer should get periodic mammograms to monitor for recurrence, but the likelihood they will varies across U.S. metropolitan areas, a new study published in the Journal of the National Comprehensive Cancer Network finds. About 30% of women studied didn't get recommended breast screenings after surgery for early-stage breast cancer, and some were given unnecessary and expensive screenings. The Egyptian parliament granted the government sweeping powers to regulate media, a move critics say will boost the Sisi regime's ability to crack down on free speech and dissent. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.